there. Obviously, big change, especially for you in the running game. It's going to be a lot different blocking for
it will. It will. You know, it's been 6 years with him. It's been a fun 6 years. It's been a lot of good times, and he's done a lot in those 6 years that not many people have. And I don't know if he's gotten as much credit as he deserves for really never missing practice and definitely never missing a game and a start. So it'll be, I think in a lot of ways it'll be good for us and good for him. Sometimes change is good, and it'll give him a fresh start, and I'm sure he's going to have a pretty good year.
It seemed like there were some times where some of his comments were maybe interpreted as, you know, the line could do a little bit better. What were your thoughts on? Did you guys ever feel
there was never riffs or anything like that. It was, I mean, it shows you how passionate he was. It's, you know, everybody, we know how much it was on us. It was on everybody on offense, tight ends, us, backs, everybody to do a good job. And at times we just couldn't figure it out. We weren't clicking, and that's the way it'll end, and we'll go on from here.
Mike, obviously you were with Coach Munchak for a long time as a position coach and then as a head coach. How much different things in the building with the new coaching staff? What do you think about this?
It's very different. I mean, I think there's only 3-4 coaches in here that were here the last 9 years I've been here, and or less than that. And it's good. Like I said about CJ, it's sometimes change is good, and it's given a whole new sense of urgency and excitement here for everybody. And a lot of new players in here and guys from proven programs, and it's changed people's attitudes. People are working and excited for this year.
You were coached by Munch and Bruce, guys who did it in the league. Now you've got a guy who's made a career out of teaching it. What's your sense of how different that is in the room, and how it can help you guys maybe to just have a different approach?
I mean, so far in the meetings, we've obviously been in, we're trying to, between the 4 days last week and 4 days this week, install the entire playbook. So there's been a lot of learning, a lot of studying, a lot of classroom work, and it's been going good. He's doing well, and he's teaching us really well, and it'll be exciting to be able to take that on the field and get more on the field training along with the film and playbook stuff we've been studying so far.
Things have been a lot quieter with Stu going.
Yeah, it's way quieter. It's definitely a different feeling in a room. There's a lot less guys, and you know, me and him roam these halls for 9 years, so it's definitely a change for me.
What do you think about Michael on the other side, and how do you think the line will be moving?
I think he's going to fit in well. You know, we've been all working out together in the classroom, and so far we're all learning the stuff together, talking about it, and it's been good so far. And you know, just building that camaraderie during conditioning and lifting.
Even though it's very, very early, what are your impressions of the new offense, and how much difference do you see from last year at this point?
There's definitely, in areas, a lot more pieces to the puzzle, a lot more terminology. I think that could be good in a lot of ways, that it adds more confusion and more complexity to the defense to have to deal with. So it's just a matter of us, you know, learning a new language. And who doesn't want to learn a new language at 31 years old? So.
Your off season, you made a pretty good trip recently, didn't you? Where did you go, and what was that? What was the trip like?
It was fun. I was in Ireland for about a week playing some golf, and went and enjoyed some good beer in Prague and Munich.
Where did you play in Ireland?
Played at Doonbeg, Adair Manor, Royal County Down, Royal Port Rush. We didn't make Ballybunion this year. We did a couple years ago, but didn't make it this year.
What'd you shoot in Ireland?
Highest is good, right? Yeah. It's not about how good you shoot over there. It's about enjoying it.
What was your best round?
I think I had an 89 one of the days. But
how about back nine?
89.
Michael, with the new offense, we talked to running backs, quarterbacks, receivers, and all the different stuff. How does the new offense translate for offensive line?
For us, the run game, scheme-wise, is everything is what we've been, for the most part, running. It's just completely different language. Some of the words are the same, but they actually mean a completely different thing. So having to put that all together is, you know, it'll take a little bit of time. Then pass game, there's a lot more called pass protections and a lot more different rules, and the whole philosophy of the pass game is completely different than what we've done in the past. So it'll take time getting used to why we're doing things a certain way and how it'll work. And with, you know, adding the quarterback in, he's able to change things at any time. And it'll take some time, but we got extra time. So
they're putting in a 3-4 on the defensive side here, and obviously that doesn't affect you directly. But can you talk about from an offensive line standpoint, what's different in blocking a 3-4 versus a 4-3, and how can a 3-4 be beneficial?
Well, usually the biggest difference is obviously you're taking a defensive lineman off the field and putting a linebacker out there, so there's more speed and more agility you have to deal with as a pass protector. In the run game, they, at that point, are a little smaller, but, again, it's more athletic and more agile. I think it's good for us to have that kind of system to, you know, have to practice against and training camp and everything, because so many teams are going to it, and most of the games we see each year are 3-4 defenses or some sort of a hybrid of it. So I think it'll be great work for us to be able to lock against that. And they'll still have, I think, a four down and nickel packages, so it'll be good work for us.
How did you feel you run blocked last year compared to your career?
I kind of put last year out of my mind already. I mean, run blocking is one thing I've every single year of my career tried to improve on, because it's not my best part of my game. So I think a few years ago I felt a little stronger about it, but you know, it's a work in progress every year, every off season, and trying to work on your aiming points and pad level and all that kind of stuff.
What do you think about your run game moving forward? Obviously, you're going to use a different approach, using a number of backs. Do you have enough ammo right now to be successful in 2014? You figure you got to add to the running back room?
I mean, I think there's enough right now, but you never know when, you know, once the season gets going, there's always things that happen. And I'm sure I would assume that there would be one more added, but, you know, that's for the upstairs to know and for us to find out with the rest of you guys in May. But I think it'll be a good group of guys. Everybody's working hard and excited to be in this offense, and they know they're going to get a lot of touches, whether it's running or passing.
You know much about McCluster, and you think he helps you in the run game a lot?
I mean, I've seen highlights, and I've seen him work out the last 2 weeks with us on the field, and he's got some really quick feet and can move around really, really well, and it'll be exciting to have him see him get the ball and see what he can do.
Michael, did you all resist the urge to ask Michael Orr about the blind side?
I mean, I kind of did ask him if he's okay with being called the blind side. he said it's kind of tracked him everywhere, so we'll see. We'll stick with it. But right now, no, I haven't asked him much about it.
He's obviously new to the mix, but how helpful is it to pretty much have your starting five at this point in the year?
It does. It helps. We can all learn together and talk about it together, you know, however we need to, the scheme-wise, especially I think it's a new offense to everybody in our room, so it's good to be able to bounce ideas off each other.
What biggest jump do you see Brian and Chance making from year one to year two?
Well, bad thing for them is they had to learn a new system last year at this time, and now it's another new one. But I think for Brian, knowing he's the guy, he's the center going into this year, it'll give him that much more chance to take control, lead the huddle and be on end of line scrimmage. And Chance just getting stronger and keeping his weight where it should be, and taking that next step.
Andy missed this time last year because he was recovering from the knee and then had the hip stuff going on during the season. How much different you think things will be for him second time around?
I think it'll be better. I think he's doing a lot in there. He's just not fully 100% with us, but he's very close to being out there, and he'll get a lot more time in the offseason, I believe, than last year.
You've been around Nate, I guess. This is going on 6 years now. Has he changed from the time he first walked in the door as far as maybe what kind of a leader he is and what kind of?
I've definitely watched Nate mature and grow as a leader and teammate, and taking upon himself more to lead young guys and just speak up whenever something needs to be said.
And you've gone against Sean Phillips, I guess, on the other side of football. I mean, what kind of an addition is this? Is he to your defense, you think?
I think he's a great addition. You know, he's been doing it for a long time. He knows how to do it in this kind of scheme. He's done it, and he's the kind of guy you need to bring in here to, you know, show some of the other guys and be able to talk about the scheme, and he knows how to get the job done on Sunday.
You talked a little bit about Stu earlier. I mean, how much different is it going to be for you, I guess, of, you know, him being alongside you ever since you walked in the door? What do you suspect he'll be doing with his days?
I'm guessing a lot of things in the woods around here are going to die since he's free out and about, free to roam the countryside. Like I said, it'll be different, just not, you know, not having him there, whether it's in the meeting rooms, weight room, whatever, joking, all that kind of stuff. But, you know, it happens, and I'm sure it'll happen to me at some point. And deal with it when it comes.
Who's going to be the enforcer? Our go-to guy in talking to you guys?
Probably Schwenke.
Yeah.
Probably go to Brian. Yeah.
Say, who's going to be the enforcer though on the field when guys start pushing and shoving?
I don't know. Chance maybe.
Yeah. How many more years do you think you got in you?
I don't know. I mean, I feel good right now. Everything's healthy. Everything's there. I mean, I'll keep playing as long as somebody wants me to play for them, and as long as my body will let me.
Okay, appreciate it.